colleagues. I am pleased to share with you a new venture that I am launching with my dear friend Sarah Beatty. And I thought it would be apropos to give you a little brief background within this context of who I am, and Sarah will share who she is. And then we will each share what we hope to accomplish with this effort. We chose the title, Growing a Garden of Graces, with the subtitle of Cultivating a Catholic Culture. So a little bit about me. I've been married 37 years to the same fellow. We have seven children, currently eight grandchildren. I have a degree in electrical engineering, applied physics, and most recently a master's of theology from the Augustine Institute, which has been a big help in terms of these online tasks that I've engaged in. I have a wide-ranging background with volunteering and involvement with the church, both from catechetical teaching, developed marriage prep programs at one of the parish under the auspices of our associate pastor. And what I hope to gain to give in these this process is a voice of hope that it can be done raising Catholic children, having a Catholic marriage, having a faith-filled home. It really can be done, whether you have a supportive parish or not. And so that's kind of what I hope. Sarah, what tell us about you.
My name is Sarah Beatty. I've had the great joy of being friends with Karen for closing down close to 25, if not so. Part of my young motherhood. My husband and I have been married for 27 years now. It's incredible. I don't know where the time went. We were blessed to have 10 children, and ranging in ages from 26 down to the tender age of 6. And I'm kind of going along for the ride on this. I don't know where God is going to take us. He has sort of a sense of humor, I do think. I think as far as my credentials go, I have a BA in French. I speak French, and I was a political science major with the thought that I would do diplomacy. And as I said, God has a sense of humor, because instead of doing diplomacy on the world scale, I did diplomacy 1 2-year-old at a time. And that might have actually been the more challenging part of the endeavor. As far as raising a strong Catholic family, I was raised Catholic. I had the good fortune of being baptized in my infancy and never being separated from the Eucharist my whole life. But I was the youngest of 10, and unfortunately, many of my siblings have either left the faith, or they are practicing some other faith. You know, they're coming to our Lord on a different path from my own. And so it's always been in the back of my mind, how do I keep my children in this beautiful institution that our Lord has given us, you know, filled with the sacraments, filled with graces. And so it's really been with my husband, even before we were married, up and through these 27 years, a constant endeavor of trying to seek God's will in our life and helping our children to navigate what are really kind of rough waters in the modern world. And I couldn't agree with Karen more. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday about how essential, in what feels like a very dark time for us, especially as we're dealing with situations like what is going on in Ireland and in our own country, in New York, and now I think Vermont is looking at similar laws. It's really important that we teach our children to have and to look for hope, and to recognize that no matter how deep we dig in this world of despair, hope is always going to be underlying it. And really, it is going to be hope that allows us, that supernatural virtue of hope that allows us to rely not only on the graces of our children's baptisms, but also to raise them in joy.